happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday.
Oh, that's right. We are here this afternoon. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, I'm here with two of our favorite gals, and Gracie really likes them, and they really like Gracie.
Yeah.
I'm here with Julie Huffman and Paulette Parker-Smith. How y'all doing with the lottery? How you doing?
Doing great.
Good. Happy to see you and Gracie as well.
Absolutely. Well, gosh, I guess it's been a year since you guys were up here.
A few months. About half a year.
Yeah.
Has it just been that short of time? Yeah. Okay. I went back a while back and looked at that video where Gracie was.
Gracie, she was the fourth member in the show. She was up in the mic and everything. And we were happy for it because everybody back at the lottery got a kick out of that video.
Did they?
We're both dog people, so we were all into that.
I was worried the lottery would be asking, what the heck are you guys doing up there?
We're doing research for doggy dollars.
You know, Gracie would be glad to pose for that, yes.
She would be beautiful on there.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been, like I said, it's another year. It's another school year that started and everything. And, of course, the programs, what the lottery helps do. These are some of the things we're going to be talking about. You have some new programs that you want to talk about. And, of course, if you get too carried away with the lottery, we got some help for that, too, don't we, Paulette?
That's correct. Got to play responsibly always.
Absolutely. Well, you know, one of the things about the lottery is it seems like the dollars are getting bigger and bigger. What's causing that, Julie?
Well, we've had some huge jackpots. Over the last few years, we've added Powerball and Mega Millions. We have Mega Millions now. And people love those high jackpot games. They come out when they come over $100 million and start buying tickets. And we also have a lot of new instant tickets. That's what people really like in South Carolina. That's where most of our sales come from. For example, right now we have,
Carolina Panthers.
And you can win how much on that pot?
You can win $100,000, and we had somebody to do that recently. I actually have his name, don't I? Brandon Martin.
He went ahead and announced his name.
That's right. Hey, he told us we could do that. So he won $100,000. So he's a new Panthers fan.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Exactly. Now, and that's with a scratch off, right?
That's the scratch off ticket.
You don't have to wait to wonder.
That's right. Find out instantly.
A $5 ticket.
$5 ticket.
Then sign the back of your ticket and come down to Columbia, and we'll be happy to shake your hand and give you a check.
Of course, the IRS took their part, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
We do a thorough research
check on you.
Yeah, okay. But now, where was Brandon from?
He was from Graniteville.
Graniteville.
Yes.
Interesting. So how do they decide when they put these tickets out, how many come into Greenwood and how many come into, how do you know this type of thing?
We don't know. It's all totally random. The tickets are packaged at random and distributed. You see a lot more winners in highly populated areas, and that's just because there's more population there that's playing. So you might say there are a lot of players here, and winners here and here and here, but that's because there's just more people.
Because they're going through those packs faster.
And if you want to see a security video or a background video on how we do our instant tickets and how they're random and delivered and everything, you can go to our website, sceducationlottery.com, and click on lottery, and we'll have a video there. You can actually see what goes into making an instant ticket, as well as what goes into every drawing that we do every night. So they're very interesting because security and integrity are at the heart of the lottery, and you can see that in those videos.
Can you get a pair of binoculars and close in any
You can try. You might not see. You probably won't see anything. But you can get that magnifying glass and look at that computer screen all you want.
Here, child, go ahead and entertain yourself for hours.
Just put it on loop.
There you go. But the lottery does so many good things for our state, and particularly as we've looked at the budget, you know, less and less is going to colleges and higher education because of our budget shortfalls. Mm-hmm. A lot of the colleges are having to make it up, and some are having to increase tuition. But on the flip side, some of the money actually goes directly to the schools, correct, to help.
Yes, and what's great about the lottery money that we transfer over to the education lottery account is that the money we raise for education in the state is just an added benefit. It can't take the money that is dedicated through the general fund. So everything that we've raised since the start of the lottery, we've transferred over $2.8 billion, and that's just an added benefit. It's gone to supply over 1 million scholarships. It's gone to help county libraries, and it's also gone to K-12 education. So that's really great.
Absolutely. Well, there are so many good things that the lottery does, and, you know, what is it, 10 years? Is that
10
right?
10 years.
10 years.
How,
what did
January 2002.
What did we do before that, just out of curiosity?
Well, I didn't have a life scholarship, so I had to just fund it on myself. But we didn't have those educational opportunities for students. And it's great now because people can benefit from those scholarships and graduate with less debt. And people are now riding over 540 school buses provided with lottery money since 2002. So those were school buses we didn't have.
You know, talking of the school buses, that is one of the subjects that was on the legislature, mm-hmm. I think, last year, on whether individual school districts should be responsible for their school mm-hmm. buses. There was a lot of question about that. I don't think they ever really resolved it.
Mm-hmm.
They left it the way it was. But that is something I'm sure that's going to come back around. But without
right.
that, how much does a school bus cost?
I don't know, mm-hmm. but how much has gone to school buses? School buses have received $86 million in lottery proceeds since the start of the lottery, and that's gone towards maintenance and fueling and purchasing of school buses. And like I said, over 540 school buses have been purchased. Now, I know some of the money was actually used during Katrina to buy that hard-to-find, very expensive gasoline to fuel the school buses at that time. So it helps a lot.
Absolutely. So there's all kinds of good things that come out of the lottery, and, of course, I'm sure Brandon over there would be saying, yeah, there's a lot of good things that come out of the lottery. Now, we're going to be talking about some of the possibilities, but Paulette, why don't you tell us a little mm-hmm. bit about this Carolina Panthers scratch-off ticket that is there. You just scratch
okay.
off. It's $5.
Right,
what else?
$5.
Is this the first time you've partnered with
the Panthers? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Or any
it's our first. Yeah, so I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done any sports teams.
You haven't done any sports
no.
teams? And how is this? Has this been popular?
Yeah,
I
people
think so,
have really
yeah.
enjoyed the tickets. I've
yeah.
been talked to our product managers a few times, and they're like, yep, people are really enjoying them.
Yeah. And $5 tickets are popular
mm-hmm.
always anyway.
Okay.
$5 and $10. I guess people want to try for the
yeah.
bigger bucks.
and we have our holiday tickets coming
yeah.
out,
Yeah, oh, my goodness. Can you believe that?
Now, what's the least
amount?
What is the least amount that you're going to win on a scratch-off ticket?
$1,000 for a $1 ticket.
Well, the
oh, you mean, right,
yeah,
that's for the top prize.
Okay,
that's for the top prize.
On the Panthers tickets, if you get a $5 ticket
right.
and it's a winner, what's
the
least amount?
$5. So whatever you pay for the ticket,
back.
Yes.
That's the least.
That's the least you win is your money back.
Okay, now what's
good?
Now what's the most you can win?
The most you can win for?
With the Panthers.
With the Panthers. Okay, $100,000.
What's the, and just what's an average, if it's not the low end, it's not the high end, what's kind of in the middle there? Is there a price point in the middle there that, that makes it
just,
popular, or just the fact that I could win $100,000?
Well, if you hit the bonus box, you'll get $50 instantly.
Yeah.
And,
but they have in the middle, you
mm-hmm.
can win usually a few couple hundred dollars, $750, $10,000. They usually go in those kind of increments.
God, I'm getting interested in it.
All right. And there are lots of them. If you go to our website, you can look at exactly how many prizes
mm-hmm.
are remaining for each amount.
Mm-hmm.
And so there could be a few thousand of the $500 ones.
So you can see, you can kind of... Now, I was looking here about unclaimed prizes or something,
right?
Yeah. I mean... Gosh, there's quite a big dollar amount
mm-hmm.
of unclaimed ones.
Yes,
ones.
Isn't that amazing?
We try to get the word out there a lot once tickets are ending that have been won out
mm-hmm.
there. But we'd hate that these people don't claim their prizes. But what's good in South Carolina is that unclaimed prize money goes back to the state to help education. It's gone to fund school buses. It's gone to purchase technology. Other lotteries, they use it for things like promotions or for other avenues, but
mm-hmm.
in South Carolina, it goes back to help education.
So
right.
it actually goes into the education
mm-hmm.
fund
yep.
then. So
right.
if somebody won $100,000 and they didn't claim
mm-hmm.
it would go back into the lottery.
Yep,
right.
we would transfer it over the education lottery account, and then the General Assembly would decide where it goes.
Yeah. But we do recommend that, especially for the instant tickets, to if you win, go claim your money. Get
yes.
your money.
Get your money, tax the ticket, and
yeah.
go claim it.
Because they end at various dates. It's not something that, like for the online tickets like Mega Millions and Powerball, you know that you have the 180 days.
Mm-hmm.
But for the scratch-offs, they're going to end when the top prize remaining has been won.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know when that's going to be, so you want to make sure you get your money in time.
Yeah.
Because otherwise...
Now, sometimes you do have people that give the money back even after they've won. I remember reading about that where people give the money
some
back?
Yes, a lot of the people who have won top prizes, like our last Powerball jackpot winner, he's gone to create scholarship funds. He's donated money to Morris College.
Right.
He's created a scholarship fund for students in the lower portion of the state and just given back to the community however they have. And we've had some very generous winners.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I thought about that. Hey, you know what? We got some questions coming in. We've got
Great.
Some responses, but let's hear a word from our sponsors. And when we come back, we'll be here with the Lottery Girls, Julie Huffman, Paulette Parker-Smith. If you've got a question for the Lottery Girls, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. It's 4:21 in the afternoon. I'm here with the Lottery Girls, Julie Huffman, Paulette Parker-Smith. They're some of our favorite people to have on here with us.
Thank
and, of
you.
Course, we just had some calls come in
Great.
There. So a Bluebird retired rep for buses, Bill Lincoln, called in, and he says buses can cost anywhere between $71,000
wow.
to $109,000,
good Lord.
Depending on the motor and the equipment, and can go up to $160,000 for special needs.
Wow. That's amazing.
That is.
Really
yeah.
expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No wonder they keep those buses working and they don't have to
replace them.
Exactly. All right. And then we had a call from a Reverend Willie Parson, said that he was against the lottery until he saw how many were helped
Wonderful.
In his congregation, and he's willing to say that God works in wondrous ways.
We're happy to hear that. That's what people are starting to see, that it can help so many people's lives, and it's touched so many neighbors and people in your local communities now, that whether your kids are on one of the school buses or have benefited from a life scholarship to go to college, it's just a great program.
Absolutely. So, you know, and I would shudder to think if we didn't have the lottery here, what kind of shape our school system, our school buses and everything else would be in today, and how we'd have kids going to school, because economically it's very, very tough. So,
right.
Yep,
yeah.
It's excellent that those are out there. Now, you know, one of the things we do need to mention is that the scholarships, we always think about the scholarships for the lottery. Is it just for young people, or can anybody benefit from those?
It depends on the scholarship. We fund about six different scholarships, the Life, Palmetto Fellows, HOPE, Needs-Based Grant, National Guard College Tuition Assistance Program, and Lottery Tuition Assistance. Now, Lottery Tuition Assistance is a great program financial aid-wise, because you can be a full-time student or a part-time student. You can be just out of high school, or you can be somebody like in your 40s or 50s that needs to go back to school to start a new career or something. And you can get that lottery tuition assistance to go to a technical college within the state.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really, really, really helpful one right there.
Right. And I believe about a third of the students within the technical college system have lottery tuition assistance.
So, you know, I think that's the thing. A lot of people think, oh, if only I was young, I'd be able to do this. But there are advantages.
And we've interviewed families where both parents are going back to school with the lottery tuition assistance, and they have a child going to college on Life. And the Life program is excellent, too, because you can benefit from Life in a technical college and then bridge on over to another higher ed.
Sure. And, you know, so many of the colleges are putting together these bridge programs now that, you know, years
That's
ago that wasn't
idea.
Available.
Save money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So There's all kinds of way, and there really is no reason not to get back in school. So whether you want to go to Lander or Piedmont Tech or Clemson or Carolina, wherever you want to go to school, there's possibilities right there.
What's interesting is locally, Lander College, I added it up from some information I got from the Commission on Higher Education this morning, and they've received over 12,000 scholarships since 2002.
Scholarships. How many dollars is
and
that?
That's $45 million.
$45 million?
Yep. And it's actually 12,914 scholarships, and that's $45 million.
Unbelievable.
Just right here.
Now, what I mean, and Piedmont Tech has similar type scholarships.
Right, and Technical College, they would have some of the lottery tuition assistance program there. I don't have those figures with me, but statewide, it's over 1 million scholarships.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to figure, isn't it? You know, those numbers, the numbers just get so, so big, and, you know, like we were talking before, is it a million or a billion? You know, some of the numbers are just huge out there.
I love Excel. It adds up all this stuff for me.
Now you just have to be able to count how many three over and how many numbers it is. Yes. Used to be, though, I don't think the numbers were as big as they are today. Well, Paulette, you know, I know now one of your specialties is, of course, talking about if people get a little over-exuberant and a little overextended with the lottery idea. I mean, I think I'm kind of an addictive personality. You know, if I start doing this, you know, I might get a little bit overzealous on these scratch-off tickets. What's available out there?
Well, you can call the South Carolina Gambling Helpline. That number is... Okay, wait a minute.
She's got it right on the tip of her tongue.
Yes. It is 877-452-5155, and that is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you will be in contact with a counselor who can recommend some treatment for you.
Breathing exercises.
No. and they will... They will recommend a local program if you'd like to do that, or they can just answer questions that you may have. Whatever you need, you can ask.
Absolutely.
And
so,
it doesn't have to be just for you. You can call if you have, if you're concerned about a friend or family member.
Sure. Right.
So, you know, this is supposed to be for fun, right?
It is. It's entertainment only. And when it ceases to be fun, then you might need to get some assistance. You're not supposed to take your rent, mortgage money, gas, grocery money, and spend it on the lottery.
I understand. Yeah. So I can't take the money out of Sharp Facets and go spend it on
lottery. I wouldn't recommend that.
Okay, well, darn, I was hoping to hit it big today. Okay. All right. God, wouldn't you guys laugh if I called you tomorrow and said, you know what, I went up there and bought some lottery tickets, and guess what, I won. All right. Well, the lottery is fun. You can find it most anywhere. I mean, you know, all the convenience stores. You were talking about more people are playing. I was saying earlier that, you know, maybe one of the reasons more people are playing is we've got these convenience stores that just keep getting bigger and more diverse, and a lot of people are going to them.
Right, because you can go to these stores and get everything really quick and get out. But not only convenience stores are our retail partners, but we have pharmacies, wig shops, baseball card shops. We have a great licensing team at the lottery who look at retailers who are interested in selling lottery products, and we look to see if it would be a good partnership for them as well as us, because maybe people wouldn't come to Sharp Facets to buy lottery, and we don't know how that would work out, but we would look to see. And we also have marketing sales reps out in the field every day. They're all across the state. They have certain retailers that are in their area that they go to. They're the ones that look at all those signs that you see at the retailers. They clean off the PlayStation. They look to see how the tickets are displayed. And they work with our retail partners to make sure that everybody's getting the best lottery service they can.
So you should always get good service when you're buying a lottery ticket.
We hope so, yes.
Absolutely.
And our retailers, they earn 7 cents on every dollar that they sell.
7 cents. Now, if somebody wins...
They do earn a commission on the product.
Don't they earn a commission on that? Yeah. That's why it's so important when we know where one is won. Now, I would think what happens if somebody wins at some particular store X here, that then everybody thinks that there's going to be...
They think it's a lucky store.
A lucky store. So, but I don't think it probably, from what you're telling us, works that way, does it?
It's all completely random. They might just have more winners there because they sell more.
Sure.
because they've gotten to be known as a lucky store. Our number one retailer is actually on Highway 17 in Charleston.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the number one lucky store. Do we have any? Well, we'll talk about that when we come back. Right now it is time for South Carolina News and a word from our sponsors. If you've got a question for the Lottery Girls, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
This is Philip Biffle, your Greenwood Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? If not, there are several reasons we think you should. While interest rates are very low, certain income strategies and investments could help increase your investment income. Also, many investment portfolios are out of balance at a time when proper investment diversification may be most critical. You also may want to review your portfolio to consider replacing lower quality investments with higher quality investments that may be at attractive prices. No one can control what the market will do next. You can, however, take advantage of investment opportunities that exist today. At the same time, it is important to be well positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Please call me, Philip Biffle, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Please call me, Philip Biffle, at 229-0444, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are having a good time. We always do when the Lottery Girls come to town. And I was just finding out in advance of all of you that they're going to have holiday tickets. What's the deal with the holiday tickets?
Right. October 16th, on a Tuesday, we will be releasing Christmas tickets.
For Halloween.
For
the brush.
Yeah.
Buy your ticket now. Yes.
Post out the remainder of the holidays. You already got your gift.
That's right. You can choose the $1 Tic Tac Snow to win up to $1,000. The $2 Holiday Gold went up to $20,000. The $5 Holiday Wishes can win up to $100,000. And the $10 ticket, Winter Wonder Bucks, went up to $200,000.
Wow. Wow, wow. Are these scratch-off? Or
they are.
Scratch-off.
They're all scratch-off tickets.
Okay, so you get that instant feel. You either know
right.
whether you're happy or sad right then and
there. It has on the tickets where you can write to and from. And our Christmas
right.
commercial for these will be coming out shortly, and I helped our commercial person work on them, which is a lot of fun.
Okay.
Features two little snowmen.
Now, here, let me ask you the question. So I guess you scratch it off. It's not a winner. You give it to somebody as a gift. I like it.
Exactly what we had in mind.
I didn't want to let you down.
The pictures are really pretty on the non-winning card.
You could always tell them to enter it back into
Clean Sweep.
No,
they
might win.
Yeah, Clean Sweep. We sent in 10 instant tickets,
mm-hmm.
and we have a drawing every month where 100 people win $50.
So you could just tell them, look,
yeah.
I gave you these 10 tickets. Send it in.
That's right. And
that's the
idea behind that is to keep South mm-hmm. Carolina beautiful for anti-litter
recycling.
Yes.
So now, but you also were talking about these second chance tickets.
Right. We have second chance promotions periodically on different tickets. And right now, our Diamond Millionaire 10th Anniversary ticket that came out where you could win $1 million. If you did not, you send the non-winning ticket in, and the drawing will be on November 19th
mm-hmm.
for $1 million. So you have a second mm-hmm. chance and win $1 million.
Wow.
Okay, but get your tickets in by the 12th, November 12th, because
okay.
that will
and
be
make sure
the
you
deadline.
Fill out all the information on the back of the tickets, too.
Right. But those, and you can still purchase those until October 17th, and then they're coming off the shelf. So
you can purchase them, and then you can send them back in. And I guess
you can enter online, too.
Right. You can go to our website and
enter online. SEEducationLottery.com.
How do you enter online?
You put in the code that's on the ticket.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even have to send the ticket in, per se. You can enter online.
Either way, mail or online.
Okay. So that's up through October.
Right, October 17th to purchase the ticket at the retailer. but you have until November 12th to actually register online or to mail it in to be eligible for that drawing.
Wow.
For $1 million.
That is the day after Veterans Day.
Oh,
how about
okay.
that? Yeah, November 11th is Veterans Day, so how
great.
About that?
That's
cool.
And that's our 10th anniversary ticket to celebrate our 10th anniversary.
Right, that's correct.
And we also have another second chance.
Yeah, for the Muscle Car Money ticket. It's a $5 ticket. And we actually had someone from Graniteville, again, I don't know what's going on in Graniteville, won a car, because one of the prizes is you get a choice of muscle cars, the Dodge Challenger and Charger, Ford Mustang, or the Chevy Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
And he picked the Dodge Challenger, and he
looked
got black with white racing stripes.
He looked so happy in that picture.
Yeah, he's been driving all around Graniteville, just showing off his car. He loves it. But if you want a chance to win one, you can purchase a ticket. If you're not a winner, send it in, like I said, mail, or you can register it online. And the deadline for that, you have a little more time, January 17th. And the prizes will be a $100,000, or one of the vehicles. So you can win yourself a muscle car.
Hmm.
Or some money.
Or some money.
Or some money, okay. Now, how do they do the taxes if you get an item, such as a car, just out of curiosity?
I think that's already worked into the structure of the prize.
Yes.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to be concerned about the taxes for winning.
Exactly.
Like the IRS and the state and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay, so you have second chances. See, this is something I don't think we've discussed before, second chances.
Second chance, okay.
Okay, so I didn't know about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're up on tickets all the time. Like, we've had Second Chance Harley Davidson.
Yeah,
motorcycles.
We just finished A Wheel of Fortune.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a couple others.
I didn't know they did that.
Right.
So, you know, if you are sitting out there and you have some of the tickets, the bottom line is you should probably never throw away a ticket until you are absolutely sure there's no additional way to win with that ticket.
And you can find out online at sceducationlottery.com or go to your retailer and ask them about the ticket, and they can help you out.
Okay. So take that time. Don't throw them away. And, of course,
read the ticket, because it'll say on there.
Right.
Whether it's a second chance or this type of thing.
Yep.
You know, it's always good to have a second chance, a do-over.
Yeah.
Okay.
A do-over. I love a do-over.
Absolutely. All right. Well, the new Panther tickets, we've already had. You've said you already had 100,000 winners.
Yeah. Somebody's already won.
So,
but there's more prizes remaining.
Yeah. Now, how many 100,000 tickets are out there? Do you have any idea?
I'm guessing. I think it's four.
Four.
Yeah, but don't. I'm not positive.
No.
You have to say
okay. We have new instant scratch-off tickets coming out every month, about 4 to 8 every month, and their prize amounts change.
Sure.
Yeah, and somebody could be turning in a ticket,
right
now, or somebody could have one and not turning it
in,
so obviously you can't buy that one.
Sure.
So.
No, but I just wondered when they structured these things, you know, out of, when they did.
Oh, they planned months.
Sure, but I'm saying, like, on these Carolina Panthers, if you were going to have X amount of tickets out there, how many would be really big winners, 100,000, how many would be,
We list all those things online.
Do they?
Every single
prize,
yes, will tell you how many were available at the start and then how many are remaining now.
Mm-hmm. Sure, okay.
So.
All right, I remember last time when you were here, we just had a winner here in Greenwood who hadn't told his wife. You remember that story?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
my goodness. We just had one in our neck of the woods in Lexington where the guy won $100,000. What was it on? Oh, that was a second chance, Wheel of Fortune second chance promotion. And he got a letter in the mail, and he thought maybe he had won the trip.
Right.
But he brought his wife to the claim center and surprised her, and it was $100,000. And he got him
awesome.
On video.
And he had no idea.
She had no idea that he had won.
Right.
So he, they said it was really great.
That's cool.
Can you imagine showing up in $100,000? That's.
And a surprise for him, too, thinking that he was just won a trip.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he was going to pay off his house.
Wow. Gosh, that's great.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
and
that is great.
And go to his sons in the military.
Well, you know, in these economic times, this is something that can be very much fun.
Yes.
It should not be taken to the extent of looking at it to supplement your income.
No. That's right.
Sit down, Ann, because don't go running up the street to buy a lottery ticket. Yeah, but you should take it as fun, and if you do win, wow, that's terrific.
Exactly. And if you have any questions or want more information on playing responsibly, you can go to our website, playresponsiblysc.com, and there's a lot of references and information for you there.
Cool. All right. Well, we are here with the Lottery Girls from the South Carolina Lottery. We are going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Happy days, Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days, Thursday, Friday, happy days.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
We're right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. The Lottery Girls are here. We have you played the lottery today? We have some good stuff. They brought us some T-shirts and some cups. We'll be adding that to our giveaway program on Friday. It is exciting. And, gosh, we have such a good time, 4 to 5 on Friday afternoons with the really dumb, the really stupid, the really easy way to win on Giveaway Friday. But let's just talk a little bit about the dollars. Now, how much dollars, you know, we were just looking at the figures. They are phenomenal. What did the lottery raise last year?
Well, last year it was our second best year ever since 05-06, and we raised $1.1 billion. In prizes, we gave away over $721 million. Our retail partners, they earned about $80 million. We kept $37 million to operate, and that includes the product, administration, advertising, delivery, everything. And we transferred over $300 million, and that's also the most since 05-06.
Why would you? Was that back when the economy was good, back in 05-06?
That was the year that the North Carolina Lottery started. And when they started, we thought our sales would go down 40%. They only went down 20%, and ever since then, sales have been going up, and as well as transfers to education.
Sure. Okay. So, that's huge.
Yep.
Huge amount of dollars.
What's really exciting is since 2002, our players have won over $6 billion, and we've also transferred
$6 billion.
Wow. And, I mean, that's great. That's a lot of prize money, and we've transferred over $2.8 billion for education.
God. You know, the numbers are just huge today, aren't they?
Yeah, and it's just really great for a lottery that's only been around for 10 years, and we're a very conservative lottery and operate in all ways very conservatively with a lot of integrity. In fact, we're allowed to use up to 8 cents on every dollar that we earn, but since 2002, we've averaged about 4 cents to keep
for
operation.
So you take the other 4 cents and it goes into the fund?
It goes over to education. We transfer that. And, in fact, last year was about our cheapest operating year since ever.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty
cool. Looking how to streamline and how to make things as efficient as possible.
Well, too, I would think the more lotteries that are out there in different states and everything, you all get ideas from other states, and you don't have to reinvent the
that's
wheel.
That's right. Because we're not in competition with any other lotteries. So we
You would think it would be a very antagonistic type of relationship. But, I mean, we've used other lotteries' ideas and we have great meetings with them and have a member of wonderful associations. So, in fact, Powerball and Mega Millions are an association lottery game.
How about that? Now, what happens when the money gets transferred? How is it decided what happens to it?
Well, that's the lottery. What we do is we raise money and then we transfer it. We what you would say like deposit it into a bank account. We deposit it into the education lottery account, and then your representatives, the General Assembly, they work really hard each year to look at to see where the money is needed, and they distribute it as they see fit. So, if you want more money to go through K-12 education or more to your libraries, contact your local representatives, and they'd love to hear from you.
Okay, so if you'd like to see money going to a certain thing, you need to talk to your legislators. You don't need to talk to the lottery. The lottery's doing a good job raising money.
We love to talk to you and to explain it, but really we just come up with ticket ideas and work with our retailers to sell the product.
Sure. So it's the legislature that makes that decision, and you know what? I'm sure it makes their job a whole lot easier to have that pile of money to be mm-hmm. able to work with and send it out to all the different school districts.
Right. Yeah.
Now, here in Greenwood, in the K through 12, you've had a lot of money that's come in over, this is over the period of it?
Over the last, I think this is for the last 9 academic years. We get the new figures for the last academic year at the beginning of December for county distribution. So not including last year, Greenwood County has received $7.7 million for K-12 education. The county library here has received $289,000 since the start. And also, students here in this county have received 22,852 scholarships, and that's valued at over $29 million.
Wow.
In this county alone.
In this county alone.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That it, now, how do they? Do you have any idea how they decide what comes to the different counties? Is it by the number of dollars that come in from the lottery, or
no,
is it done differently?
It's not based on sales at all. Like for the scholarships, it'll be based on merit, because most of the scholarships that we fund are merit based.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they look at they just look at the population and say, well, that county library system is going to get this much based on population. Other years, it's just everybody gets the same. It's just different formulas.
Now, what does the lottery fund for K through 12?
It goes to programs in reading, math, science, and social studies classrooms, for school buses, for technology, the Education Accountability Act to train teachers and make sure they're up to par, and think programs like that.
Okay. So it's amazing. It's not just life scholarships mm-hmm. and this type of thing for higher ed. It helps K through
mm-hmm.
12.
Yep.
So when you buy a lottery ticket, oh, let me give the commercial. When you buy a lottery ticket, you're not just helping yourself. You're helping a student.
Right.
Yeah.
You've
been watching TV. That's right. Hey, I think we got that on WCRN. Yeah, but you're also helping students here. And I think for a lot of people that makes a difference. When they do play,
mm-hmm,
they figure that the money is going into something good.
And our last major jackpot winner from South Carolina for Powerball, he was buying Powerball tickets because he knew the money went to education. He was having some fun with it, but he bought them to fund education. And every time we have him at an event as a speaker, like we had him at our 10th year anniversary, he said, go buy a lottery ticket. It's for education.
Absolutely. So that makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think the other thing that's great is so many times we see administration taking up the big bucks.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're telling me you're allowed to have 8 cents out mm-hmm. of every dollar for administration, but you're only getting 4 cents roughly.
Last year we operated on 3.3% of every dollar.
That's 3.3 cents.
Yep.
Yeah.
You guys still got your jobs, huh? That's important.
Yeah,
that's important. Absolutely. Yeah. Billy Watts just called in. He said he had no idea the return to the citizens was so
great.
Let's make it bigger, a couple of casinos maybe.
Billy, talk to your local representative. But thank you. That's great.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, and I think that's why it's always great to have you on, because there are so many
mm-hmm.
good things that come out of it, and yet, and sometimes that has to do with advertising. We don't realize all the good things that come out of the lottery. Yeah, exactly. So now we've got a couple of new holiday tickets that are going to be out, and don't forget about this second chance program, Paulette. Let's just go through what we've got. We've got some great holiday tickets coming up, right?
That's right. You can get Winter Wonderbucks for $10.
And how much can you get on that one?
$200,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Holiday Wishes, $5 ticket, $100,000. $2 Holiday Gold, you can win up to 20,000. And the $1 Tic Tac Snow, where you can win up to $1,000.
So $1 could equal $1,000.
$200,000 would be great at Christmas.
Absolutely.
We'd be celebrating Christmas all 2012.
2013.
Oh,
right.
Right. And don't forget to send in your Diamond Millionaire 10th Anniversary tickets to the Second Chance promotion. You could win $1 million. And also your Muscle Car Money ticket. Because you can win a muscle car of your choice out of four, or $100,000.
You know, I think that's the thing. You should never throw away a ticket until you're absolutely, positively sure mm-hmm. there's no way additional that you can win. But when they have a drawing that you just send your ticket in or go online, is
that's
that
right,
Paulette? Right. Now, you go online to
SCEducationLottery.com and click on games, and it'll send you to instant tickets. And
yeah.
And you can punch
game
in your
promotion.
Right. Mm-hmm. You can punch in the number that's on that ticket, and then you would be automatically entered to possibly
right.
win.
And you
right.
can do it multiple times.
Multiple times.
Yes,
so,
as many as you like.
Mm-hmm. So if you have 100 tickets, you can sit there for a while and punch
that's
all those
right.
tickets.
Increase your chances.
That's right. So don't throw those tickets away until you're sure. That second chance, I had no idea about second chances, but that's pretty terrific. Right now, the big one going on, though, is the Carolina Panthers,
right?
And you can win up to $100,000 with $5 investment. There's not many things you can do that you can invest $5 with $100,000 possible return.
Possible, yes.
Possible return, yes. All right. Well, I'm going to start buying lottery tickets.
Nothing at all.
No, nothing at all.
It's a game of chance.
Yeah. It is. It is. But, you know, it's always fun to have you guys here and come up and talk to us about what's going on with the lottery. It is amazing figures when you just look at what comes back into Greenwood alone.
Mm-hmm. That's what really hits people whenever you get to the community and you reach out to the people in that community, tell them how it's benefited them directly. Those are the numbers that really speak to people, I think.
Yeah.
Sure. So many times we're hung up on just ourselves just winning that,
mm-hmm.
but you need to think about that $5 that you invested right there in a lottery ticket
right.
is going to come back to Greenwood
mm-hmm.
in a lot of different ways.
Right, of course.
So, and then, of course, there's those people that don't claim their prizes, and that just puts more money in there. But you know what? I like the guy that did the scholarships and everything, Morris College
mm-hmm.
down there. I mean, that was really tremendous. And there's so many
good
things.
Paying it forward.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So many good things that can come out of the lottery. So go out there. Play responsibly, but please play. There you go.
There
is that good,
go.
Paula?
That was excellent.
Well, you know what? We are here. It is almost 5 o'clock. They're going to have to make their way back to Columbia. I see you didn't bring the van today.
No, the van is... Where is the van? The van, the Lottery Express.
Yeah.
There's so many calls that day when we brought
that in. Semi-retirement for the Lottery Express.
If you come to maybe some... festivals
yeah.
or events, you might see it around.
It kind of stopped working on us one time on 26 in the middle of the highway. It just stopped.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of
so,
lost
yeah.
our love for the
lost your love for the
yeah, any right. heart attack I had that day.
But, you know, it was so neat when it did come because it was right out, parked right out there in front
right.
of Shark Passes.
Yeah.
Everybody was calling, did you win? Did you win? It was a lot of fun. Hey, I am Ann Eller. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. It is 5 o'clock. We're going to have to say goodbye to the Lottery Girls. Thanks
bye-bye.
For coming.
Good
thank
being
you.
Here.
Absolutely. Bye-bye, everybody.